We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up. Moses came off the bench, had a big game for us. Guy made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr with Joy Willard and Dibs today at 2:30 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Warriors basketball. Steve Kerr, 2:30, and I'm sure Willard and Diz will ask him about the ejection yesterday. It was the fourth ejection of the season for Draymond Green. I believe he has 23 in his career now, and Rasheed Wallace is somewhere around. It was actually a 23 ejections.
Wow.
Excuse me, my bad. 21 ejections. 21 ejections, second all time.
A lot.
Second all time. Rasheed Wallace, number one with 29, and Rasheed Wallace thinks there's a chance that Draymond Green can topple him in terms of most career ejections. Charles Barkley, Dwight Howard's third with 17. Barkley fourth with 16. Anthony Mason had 16 ejections. Dennis Rodman only had 12 ejections.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow, I'm surprised. Rodman only 12 ejections considering the way he played and everything like that. So 888-957-9570. How are we feeling about what happened last night in Orlando?
You know, I think... just stop on the Dennis Rodman thing for just a second, because that's one of the people, like, we think of, like, psychological warfare. But I will say that as crazy and off the court he was, wild, he did, like, I know we think of him with Karl Malone mixing it up. The guy did understand about closing and winning games and whatnot. I don't know. His on-court IQ was through the roof. And he could control his emotions.
No,
I don't remember him going at officials to that degree. I remember him going at opponents. I don't remember him going at officials to that degree. Maybe I'm misremembering Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
But 20-something. I mean, jeez Louise.
Well, yeah, no, that's crazy there. But how are the fans feeling about yesterday, man? Look, as a fan, I was proud of Andrew Wiggins stepping up yesterday, scored 13 of his 23 points in the fourth quarter. The aggressiveness, the drives. He was active on defense the last two nights, blocking shots. You see him in a post-game interview with Fitz and Bukie. He knows, like, man, I know I need to play better. You hear from Curry and Clay after the last two games saying, we need that Wiggs. We need that Andrew Wiggins. So, to me, I walked away from that game, not about Draymond Green's suspension or ejection. I learned that, you know what? Andrew Wiggins cares. This team cares about Andrew Wiggins. And Curry and Clay know that he's the difference in maybe not making a play-in to possibly making a run in the Western Conference.
100%.
Now, I know a lot of people think that's laughable because you got to get through the play-in tournament. You may have to win two games just to advance to the playoffs. I get it. It's going to be very, very difficult just to advance to the first round of the NBA playoffs. But you have no shot if Andrew Wiggins doesn't show up. You have a great shot if Andrew Wiggins plays like he has the last two nights on both sides of the floor.
I just think, like, we're at the point in the season where it's like, we just have to play basketball. Like, we just said, like, I need the full roster to just play basketball. And that, to your point about Andrew Wiggins, he's out there playing basketball with a passion, and you could see it. He's playing aggressive and he's attacking. And then conversely, I look at Draymond's like, just play. We just want you to play. We're better with you on the floor. All right? We're just better with you on the floor. I gotta read this text. It's from my mother-in-law. She is a diehard Warrior fan. This is from her text, and I'm going to omit some things and kind of paraphrase. I hate when Draymond Green has to be right, my mother-in-law says. I just don't think he cares, and it feels like he's riding his ticket out of the Warriors. And I feel like he has no loyalty. Not to Steph, not to Kerr, not to his teammates. What happened to just a few weeks ago, I'm so sorry, and I'm going to do all this counseling. Boy, that talk feels very cheap. That's my mother-in-law. And she thinks when Draymond plays, he's good, clearly. But it's all the extra stuff. And it's starting to really outweigh all the productivity on the floor.
Yep. Let's go to Vince in the city. Vince, what's happening? You're on the Rust.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, I wanted to talk about Draymond and Steph's emotions, but I don't know. I feel like it's like you said, B, it's old. But, I mean, Steph crying in the first 4 minutes of the game because Dre got ejected, it says everything that you need to know about how Draymond's relationship has been with the team. Obviously, they need him to win, but it just makes everything so much harder when he's not on the floor. But enough of that. Andrew Wiggins, I messaged you last night. Where has this Andrew Wiggins been this whole season? Where has he been last season? Because this is 22 Wiggins, and I get that he's going to have his ups and downs, but damn, he was balling last night, and it makes it hard for me to knock him when he plays like this. We need this from him.
Yeah. No, you're right. You need this. And that's my biggest defense. Forget the hell, the ejection. It won't be the last time Draymond gets ejected. That's for damn sure. Or it won't be the last time he gets a technical foul. It really won't be. So my thing is, how can you maximize this season? Can I look at some positives here? Because that's we talk so much about the negative, and I get this. It's the business. I'm really exhausted from talking about ejections. I really am. This is his 12th season in the league. I'm tired of it.
Doesn't it look like Steph's exhausted?
Absolutely. Steph, listen to Steph after the game.
He looks so tired of it.
No, I said we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor and be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, you know, the team is physical as they are. We got contributions from everybody, and it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win, because we went and took it. And that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
And that's how I feel. It was a sign of growth. What else could I say about Draymond Green being ejected yesterday? It just can't happen. It's unacceptable. It is. If you're one of the leaders of this team, you cannot get thrown out of a game 3 minutes and 36 seconds into it. It just is what it is. You got to walk away. You got the first tech. You say what you said. Just turn around. If you need to mutter some words, what he muttered. Because we all saw what he said. We all read his lips.
It was poor language.
We all read his lips. You know what I'm saying? We all read his lips. And we know what he said. How about just turn around and say it towards your bitch? Say it towards your teammates or something like that. You can't do that. So the game is too. You got 11 games left. You need to win. You got ejected. It's unacceptable. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's unacceptable. We've seen it before. And guess what, folks? Guess what? It's going to happen again. He's going to get another technical. And we're going to be talking about the same damn thing. But instead, I'm going to focus on the win. And I'm going to focus on Andrew Wiggins. I'm going to focus on Steph Curry going night-night. I'm going to focus on Klay Thompson's defense late in the game. That you all said was non-existent. I'm going to focus on Kevon Looney. I can't talk about guys who continues to hurt their teams over and over and over again. Curry said it after the game. Self-inflicted wounds. That's a self-inflicted wound. It is. 3 minutes, 36 seconds into the game about a possession. He wasn't even mad about that possession. It was a possession prior to that.
Well, and I hear, and it wasn't. I hear a lot of people talking about, like, we need him to win. I don't know what the record is with him in the lineup versus him out of the lineup.
Well, they're a lot better with Draymond Green. That's what makes me frustrated.
This year, the data says that?
Well, the data, yes, absolutely. They're better. Well, they're about
I'm
to
asking.
Say,
I don't know.
No, they're about to say, but okay. They're under 500 without
Draymond
Green.
I would say to you, like, I'm just looking at the totality of the year. He's on the team this year, and they're not very good. But I watched a team last night that, to me, on the floor for one night, I thought they looked pretty damn good without him.
They played okay.
I thought they looked pretty damn good without him. But they're also without Kuminga. Right. And, you know, Steph wasn't having a great night. It was the back end of a back-to-back. Clearly, they're undermanned when you don't have Kuminga and Draymond Green. All I'm saying is like, there was a point in time where I couldn't foresee the Warriors cannot win without Draymond. Now I'm like, maybe they can win a little without Draymond.
But
I don't
know. What? to get to where they need to get to, they need Draymond Green.
Well, that's, yes.
He's too damn important to this team. I would agree. That's what bothers me.
But he's unreliable.
That's what bothers me. Again, media day, when I saw Draymond Green and we shot the commercial together, I say, what do you mean by the most important season of your career? And he pointed out one of his fingers, said, I got to get that fifth, brother. I got to get that fifth. I got to be on the floor and I got to get that fifth. And he's been suspended twice and ejected out of four games. Two of the ejections happened in the first quarter. One, 3 minutes, that's 36 seconds into the game. Yeah. The other one happened a minute 43 into the game.
I mean, that's like, it's got to be unprecedented.
So all I'm saying is, defensively, it helped that Orlando can't buy a basket. They can't shoot. That helped yesterday. I don't know if you can get away with Draymond Green getting ejected against teams like Dallas, teams like Houston, teams like the Lakers, teams like the T-Wolves. You need Draymond Green. That's the frustrating part about all this. That's been my frustration all season long, is that he hasn't been available for every game. He hasn't been available for every game. And what was the most important season of his career? Those are his words. And some of the same things are happening.
It's just, it's overriding what I thought was a great start to this road trip. It overrides all of the good. And they're in a position right now where the Rockets are talking smack to you about the 10th seed. Like, think of how low we fall.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah! It's like that!
Star East into the Houston Rockets after they beat City Thunder in overtime yesterday. You know what? They've won 10 games in a row, and they're feeling good, and they feel like they got the Warriors. They feel like they got them in their pocket.
But can we laugh a little at, like, the Rockets in the 11 seed are talking smack to the 10 seed Warriors? It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
It's like layers of funny.
And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
They are coming of age. We were just watching the highlights together in here.
Right.
That's a young team that's feeling themselves right now.
By the way, they are feeling themselves.
I'm very worried.
Jaylen Green is playing well.
We look old and we have some dissension.
Yeah.
One of our best players is getting...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.